Audio track number 12 is on character. In order to achieve and maintain a society of liberty under God, a society of capitalism and theocracy, you do not need a powerful police force, you do not need the Republican Guard, you do not need a government apparatus of any kind. You do not need that. What you need is, as America's founding father said, religion, morality, virtue, or we would say character. That is to say, it must be the case that the people in their day-to-day lives, at home, at work, school, everywhere, everything they do, they demonstrate good character. They practice obedience to God's commandments. God commands us to be people of good character. So every week we will be examining some aspect of an essential character trait, one of the traits that makes it possible to have a society of liberty under God. If everybody, we talked about this with regard to rights. Maybe you haven't seen that yet, but we'll certainly get into it during the course of our 365-day program. You do not have a right to life if everybody else thinks that they're God and they have a right to kill you. You only have a right to life, really, in practice, functionally. You have a right to life only if everybody else in your society believes that they have a duty. Thou shalt not kill. You don't have a right to property if everybody else believes they can just take from you whatever they want. You only have a right to property if everybody else believes thou shalt not steal. So it depends on the character of the people, what kind of institutions we have. If everybody believes that they're their own God and they can do whatever they want, then they'll elect people who will steal from everything that they want. They'll elect people who will kill off all their enemies. They will create tyrannical and evil governments because those governments will reflect the evil in their hearts. They want to steal from their neighbor. If they want to kill their enemies, they will elect governments that steal and kill. And so all the problems we have with tyranny and government, big government in our country, are the reflections of little character. Or the evil government is a reflection of evil character. So we're going to be looking at character and working on it in terms of an entire chapter in the Westminster Confession of Faith on oaths and vows. We'll be talking about how we can make a pledge to ourselves and to God each day and each week working on a different character trait to embody that character trait, to develop it and make it stronger in our lives. So track number 12 is on character.